Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord. Well, good evening out there in Radio Land. I'm your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne. I'm here with God Chasers Ministries just to come forth to bring a wonderful plan of salvation yet one more day to seek the face of God like never before. I am going to continue off from the previous broadcast where we just wanted to encourage each other in the faith. In 1 Peter, I'm going to stand right there in that chapter because, you know, faith is what moves the Lord. And we've been talking about, be ye holy, for I am holy, says the Lord. And it's so much that the other people seem like they're not really covering, you know, with all of that's going on, with the persecution of the saints that's going on. I'm just going to continue on to be an encouragement on the battlefield for Christ, because there's so many people that they're warring, and the enemy is trying to war with the saints of God. There's a battlefield of the mind. The enemy is trying to take residence in people's mind to force them to take down for righteousness. They want them to surrender their rights. They want us to take down for the enemy, to take down for sin. And the Lord said, not so. And he has given us our weapons of warfare that are not carnal, but powerful and mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. You know, the enemy, he does come seeking whom he may devour. The enemy had spoken even of Peter, that the Lord was walking with Peter and said, Peter, the enemy desires to have you, to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed that your faith fail not. So we are coming to encourage everybody in the name of the Lord Jesus just to continue to stand on that battlefield for Christ, because he is our lively hope and he has been resurrected from the dead, and he is our inheritance, and it's one that is incorruptible. And so the Bible tells us here in the very first chapter of Peter, I'm going to start with chapter 6, wherein you are greatly rejoiced, though now for a season, if it need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perish, though it be tried by fire, you might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, I just want to stop right there. I'm going to be back and forth throughout this chapter. What a wonderful chapter this is. Through this time and season, the previous broadcast that we talked about, gird up your loins of your mind. And the enemy, he just wants to just take hold of every ounce of the spiritual being that you are and just completely annihilate. This is not the time to sit and take down for the enemy. It's not time to give up. You know, before we try to encourage, you know, with Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and that very first verse where it talks about what the appointed times is and the purposes of the Lord Jesus. It's a time to mourn, and it's a time to laugh, and it's a time to love and be, you know. And so we talked about the times, and it's time to seek the face of God. It's time to walk by his Holy Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And it's time to be holy, for the Lord is holy. So, you know, it's time. Sometimes you just want to cry out to the Lord, but, you know, it's a time to just pick up your weapons and fight a good fight and make sure that our fight is good, because the Lord is allowing these things to purify us. You know, many are called, but few are chosen. And sometimes we wonder why we're going through the things that we're going through. And he said, you know what, just count it all joy that when we're suffering through these diverse temptations, that we come through purified, that he can use us. And you know, he says, seeing, and this is verses 22, seeing that you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. And so in these times and seasons where, we're in the last and evil days, guys, the Lord said he's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. And so for those of you who even been tuned into our broadcast in regards to the Bible studies that we've been having with the Revelation and the churches in chapters 1 through 4, that the Lord, he was talking about the church's spiritual conditions and how we've got to be reconciled unto him and to repent and turn from our wicked ways, because the wages of sin is death. Yes, but a gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. But still, the enemy is going to try to war with you day and night. He's trying to war with the saints of God so that we surrender, that we give in to this world system, give in to sin. But the Bible tells us that we must be persuaded that nor death, nor life, nor powers, nor principalities, nor rulers, nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus Christ. So much going on. Warfare with the saints so that they take down and give in. And that's the persecution. We think that, when you learn those Beatitudes in Sunday school and talk about, blessed are the meek and blessed are they that mourn, blessed are the pure in heart. And they talk about blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness sake. And it sounds good that we're able to memorize those verses. But then when the rubber comes to meet the road, we have to stand and walk in and not just being hearers. But bless the Lord, we have to be doers also. So I'm just going to continue to encourage you, because even in speaking the word of God, we encourage ourselves to continue on the battlefield for the Lord Jesus. We're picking up and putting on our whole armor that we may be able to withstand the wiles of the enemy. And having done all to stand, we stand to see the salvation of the Lord. We got to press and continue to do this distance journey to endure to the end, because we've got to fight and overcome. Like the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, the overcomers shall see God. The overcomers shall be in paradise with the Lord Jesus. And that's what this fight is all about. We're here, we're ambassadors for Christ, but this is not our spiritual home. So we're not storing up to ourselves treasures that are here in the earth, but the Lord have distributed to gifts that are within His Holy Spirit. So those of you who do not have the Holy Spirit need to seek after the Lord for His Holy Spirit and the gifts that are within the Holy Spirit. The prophetic, the interpretation of tongues, and to have the gift of tongues, that way you can actually pray in the Holy Spirit, where the enemy cannot, he can't understand, what you're talking to the Lord about, but you're talking directly through the Spirit, so that those devils can be put to flight. They can go. They can, be spewed. In the name of Jesus, so we've got to continue to persevere through the fervent, effective prayers of the righteous avail of much, so it's time to pray, really seek the Lord, but to pray in the Spirit, not praying in the flesh, but pray in the Spirit after God's own heart, to make sure that we understand that the fellowship is in the Spirit, and to take the time out to recognize that, it's not about, what we're doing in the flesh, that our works that we're judged by, but our works of righteousness and our works of faith. And the faith is what moves God, and the faith is what pleases God, that we're walking by faith and growing in the faith from glory to glory, that the Lord's grace may abound, because He said that, no flesh can glory in His presence, but this is all things have been created for Him and by Him and for His great pleasure. So we've got to keep that in mind, when we're wrestling with things. To whom much is given, much is required. I mean, people don't realize you can have a title all you want to. He said He's given some apostles, some prophets, some pastors and teachers, some evangelists, all for the ministering of the saints, for the edification of the body. And we're all many members of one body, but we've all got to make sure that we're standing in our role to make sure that we're doing what thus saith the Lord, and encouraging each other in the faith. And this is what it's talking about, because in these last days where the love of many waxes cold, and many people are operating in the character of man, hey, don't be bewildered by it. Don't be taken with sudden astonishment. We count it all joy, understanding that these are the times that we're in, and that this word is not going to be void, but it manifests. And we can see that this is the fulfillment of the word that Jesus Christ has already warned His children. This is why the Lord said that we must go forth by His Holy Spirit, because the Spirit searches the very deep things of God. And so these are the revelations that has been given to us by His Holy Spirit. So, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in the last times for you. We've got to understand that this is why Jesus Christ came and He died and He rose with all power in His hands. But we've got to make sure that we have, it says, seeing that you have purified your souls and obeying the truth. We got to obey the truth and righteousness. And I just can't get off of that scripture right now. Unto unfeigned love. We've got to make sure that the love that we have is pure. And I know that this seems kind of a cliche where, in Corinthians, I believe it's the 13th chapter, you know, it talks about love and that it's pure and it doesn't boast and it doesn't push its own self forward, but that it hopes for all things and it believes for all things. And you know, that's one of the weaknesses of God that he even talks about in Corinthians. He said even that his strength is perfected in our weakness. But then, you know, the Lord has a weakness and that's his love for his children. But that love that he has, that we have, the love of God, it is, you know, it's pure. And it comes and it's peaceable and, you know, it prevails. The Bible says that love covers a multitude of sin. It bears all things and hopes for all things. And if it does that, if it really hopes for all things, then we're able to effectively pray for people. Pray for the members, even those who hate us and those who despitefully use us. And so even now, as the enemy tries to war with the saints of God, trying to weary out the saints of God, we must stand in the purified love of Jesus Christ that says that no matter the circumstances and situations, yes, still will I trust in the Lord. That many of are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, you know, he delivers us out of them all, you know. And these are words to live by. You know, we're still, as we're on the battlefield for Christ, we're still learning and to grow, and the Lord is still shaping and molding us, this lump of clay. But the end result, we don't know. We haven't seen yet the end result. But, you know, until we come to the unity of the faith, we still continue to seek the face of God without wavering, without compromise, without doubt. You know, and no matter the situation, no matter what it feels like, you know, the enemy tries to come with seducing spirits. He tries to come with waves of other doctrines of falsehood to try to get us to lose our inheritance. But Jesus said not so, to walk in repentance, to seek him and to trust in his word. He said, trust in the Lord and do good. So when having done all to stand, we stand and see the salvation of the Lord, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. It just won't work. You know, we've heard those songs before, but it's the truth, and we have to hold to that truth. Cling hold to that which is good, and to hold on to those things that have been taught to us from the very beginning, because they shall stand. But the Lord often said, be it unto you according to your faith. Okay, and so this is, we have to have faith in the matter. And sometimes we say, well, I can't do this because this is my situation or this is my circumstances. But until healing comes, until deliverance comes, and until, you know, the Lord makes, you know, certain things right in your life, you still glorify him. You still magnify him with the faith and believe and seeking the face of God. You know, like I said, you know, many people are going through the trials. Job loss, homelessness, sickness, and you know, you can't fear the things that are going on in this world and be caught up in the cares of this life. You know, we've got to trust in the Lord, who's our healer. He's our way maker. He's our deliverer. He's our fortress. You know, and he says, yea, though we walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And I won't fear what man can do. And you know, we can't put our confidences in man. You know, the righteous shall scarcely make it. You know, no matter the situation, the circumstances, or whatever the affliction, the Lord said that he's our refuge. He's our comforter, you know, and he's our bridge over troubled water. He's our heart fixer. He's our mind regulator, you know, but we have to trust him for these things. And as it's spoken of in the book of Daniel, even if he doesn't deliver us, you know, he is still God. And so we have to reverence him as such. You know, we got to continue to seek after his Holy Spirit and to decrease, that the Spirit of God will increase, you know, and we still have to be faithful. The Bible says we got to be faithful over a few things, and he will make us ruler over many. You know, we can't control our destiny. Many people think that we can control our destiny and we've got control over things, and that's the enemy. The enemy wants us to think we have control. We cannot manipulate and control anything to get our will across, but we have to give our will to Jesus and be in unity with his will. That's why one of my favorite scriptures is that the Lord, he counted it not robbery to be equal with God when he came and he bled and he died on that cross and rose on the right hand of God. He said he laid down his life and had the power to pick it up again. Glory, hallelujah. We just thank you for that word. I mean, it just covers and it just shields and protects. And, you know, I just thank God for his covering. You know, sometimes we got to thank the Lord even for the things that seem little. Because, you know, it's really big just for the privilege to know him, to know that he did die and rise for our righteousness sake, you know, that we could have, you know, be clothed in righteousness and that, you know, though our sins be as crimson, you know, he has made us white as snow. And so that, you know, he's made us in a form that he's able to look upon and to dwell with us, you know, and it's up to us to trust that with our heart and believe, because in these days and times where it's not what we call popular to do the will and purpose of Christ, you know, and the enemy tries to pull us in all sorts of different directions, even through family members, through friends, you know, that we don't even realize, you know. This is why the Lord says the enemy comes in fashions, forms, and dimensions we don't know. He doesn't try to come through the front door. He comes through the back door. Keep in mind that this enemy has been around for thousands and thousands of years. He knows the ways of people, okay? And he has been once empowered, endued with power from on high. So he knows, you know, all of the psychological ins and outs of how to war with the saints of God. So we have to take, you know, not take it lightly, you know, the privilege to be called a children of the Most High, you know. So, but it says here, and I'm going to... If you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judged according to every man's, and this is still in 1 Peter, by the way, respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. When we're talking about a reverence fear, for as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversations received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Jesus, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. And this is what we have to do. We have to use the word of God. Speak the word of God in season and out. Speak to our problem. Speak to our circumstances. Say, by his stripes we're healed. We've got to apply the blood of Jesus to our lives. Speaking it out of the word, it starts there. Because the Lord says his sheep hear his voice and won't hearken to the voice of a stranger. Sometimes it's just really speaking the word and say, you know what, today I'm just not going to sit here and wallow in despair. I'm not going to sit here and give in to the deception of the enemy. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. And these witches, especially in the time of October, I'm telling you, it's like some people think that it's okay to do both things and celebrate Halloween and all that stuff. This is the darkest hours right before day. You know, you've heard this before, but we've got to walk it and live it and understand that we're wrestling with witches and warlocks and sorcerers and workers of iniquity. But we have to use the word of God, that sword of the spirit that is as sharper than a two-edged sword, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we've got to use our weapons and fight the good fight of faith and stand and contend on our most holy faith. Because the Bible tells us the just shall live by faith. And when the enemy is coming and he's using reformers and people that have been put up by the world to make rudiments and laws that contradict the word of God, these are the things that we're fighting with. And they're doing these things in the spiritual realm. And if the true men and women of God who are empowered with the Holy Spirit do not take a stand for righteousness and take a stand for holiness, then, you know, we're pretty much putting ourselves in a corner, and then we're telling the Lord that we really don't trust, that his power is greater. And he said that basically he will spew that lukewarm church out of his mouth. We'd be like the church of Laodicea who just can't make a decision. Sometimes we're for the Lord, sometimes we're against the Lord, but we don't want to be persecuted. We really don't want to say, for Jesus I live, for Jesus I die. We don't want to be all things to all men, that we might by all men mean save some. You know, we don't want to say, okay, I'm taking up my cross and following hard after Jesus every day. I feel like doing it today, but, oh, this situation is too much to bear. The Lord said he would not put more on you than you can bear. And matter of fact, he said, be comforted and knowing that, come, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, and I will, you know, I care for you. Lay aside every weight and every sin that does so easily beset you. Put it at the foot of Jesus, because the enemy wants you to put your cares at his feet. But the Lord is the one who died. The Lord is the one who shed his blood for you. Put it at the Lord's feet. Put it in the Lord's hands. And watch the Lord just take hold and shape, make and mold you into beautiful being that he's called you to be. That's why he said, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though you be tried with fire, that you might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love, and whom though now you see him not, you believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even unto the salvation. Well, saints, our time has come to an end, but we thank you so much for joining in with us as we've been seeking the face of God like never before. We encourage your praise reports as well as your prayer requests. Contact us at 757-817-8079. And until next time, may God continue to bless you.